Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Well, the time's going along. Here we are. By the time you hear this message, why, I'll be already in the hospital. I don't know. Talking about putting in a pacemaker, I guess that's not such a big thing anymore. I've talked to some that had it done, and they do it, but they've made such wonderful progress on treating hearts that they can poke a little hole in you and go in there with their equipment, and you're back on your feet in a few days. So whatever it is, it's kind of interesting, and I haven't had to suffer with all the treatment. I thank God for the Christian doctors and the men that and women that care. And I go down to that Adventist Medical Center, and I'm so glad for those people and all the men. My babies were all born in the Portland Adventist Hospital, and that's kind of been the hospital that I've used. And I've met so many of those fine people that I know they know Jesus. So, in the day that you seek him, he will be found. You seek him with your whole heart. And we could talk about keeping different days, and we could talk about when the Lord's coming, before the tribulation or halfway through it or afterwards, and argue. And people, churches have been split up over that. I think of that Indian church up there in Montana. That young boy went away to the Bible school, and his daddy was, kind of the leading pastor on that reservation, and he was looking forward to coming home and helping his dad as an associate with him. And his dad was a premillennialist, that God was going to take us all out of here in the rapture before the tribulation. And down there in that Bible school, he met a girl, and her mama was a Indian girl that was doing a good work evangelizing and helping Indians, but she was a postmillennialist. And that Indian boy, the son of a premillennialist, and that Indian girl, the daughter of a postmillennialist, they got hooked up. And they ended up postmillennialists. It kept peace in the family anyway. I shouldn't say that. But anyway, I've agreed to some things, not that would affect my soul. But I don't pry into that. I smile at it. But have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? And that's the thing. Have we been there? And it's happened. And I'm so glad for that old thief on the cross. I talk about him to you people again and again, but he didn't have time. He'd been mocking Jesus along with the other thief, but the Holy Spirit drew him. No man comes except he be drawn. And there he was in sin and dying for his sin, and he got a picture of himself. And he rebuked the other fellow and said, "Hey, we're getting what we deserve, but this man's done nothing amiss. This is the Son of God." And he said, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said, "You get baptized or I can't take you in." Or you, how do you feel about the millennial, post or pre? None of that. A lot of the other religious doctrinal questions, and they are important, but it won't keep you out of heaven if you're hungering and thirsting after God and God says come and you come, something's going to happen. For faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. If you believe that, say an amen. Amen. Praise God. And it happens. And if you know you're ready, who am I to say, well, you're not ready till you do like I do. And we've got this old church world in such a fix where out there in Indian reservations, it's carried over. And I've been in a place where one Indian boy wouldn't come if the one from the other Indian church come to a tent meeting while the tribe was going to hell instead of banding together like they have some most places. And we've put up the big tent year after year in some of these places, and God just moved in, and people got saved. People got filled with the Spirit. People took on new depths and new heights. They walked with God. I'll tell you, you never get it all. Now, I don't mean your salvation, but I mean your knowledge. Your salvation is secure when he says your sins are forgiven. You're on the way to heaven. But you're a babe in Christ. And after you walk with him, you walk with him and you talk with him and he tells you you're his own. And the joy you share as you tarry there, you say nobody else has ever known, but they have, because you're no favorite. God is no respecter of person. But God leads us along, and you're further up the road today than you've ever been in your life, or else you're not minding God. And that's between you and God. He walks with us, and he talks with us, and he draws us closer and closer. Be like Jesus. This my song in the home and in the throng. Be like Jesus all day long. I would be like Jesus. It's a good thing I ask myself, what would Jesus do in this circumstance? And then I try to obey him with all my heart. And that's the way it goes. So, neighbor, the work's going forward, and what I'm preaching to you is the way I talk to these Indian people, and it's wonderful. And God's taken care of the equipment and the open doors in the field and the success in the field, and we're invited back, and it's growing all the time, and we're praising him, and we're giving him the glory. We didn't do it. God did it. Your old brother Woody Clark, bless that man. He's been such a blessing and help to my ministry. He wrote a book, Don't Blame Me, God Did It. And God, and what it's cost him, but oh, what he's gained. That book is worth reading. And I've known him. I remember when he first got in, I heard him giving his testimony up there in Pendleton, and that years ago. I'll tell you, I didn't know he was a truck salesman. God had told me to get an 18-wheeler, and I said, well, God, I sobbed. I said, I can't afford the tire off an 18-wheeler. But it's so real, I went down to Freightliner on Swan Island and thought maybe if I talked to head man, I couldn't get in because he's going to be on the Learjet. It's opening the new factory. This is way back there. And I'll tell you, I heard him whisper to them, get him to sign up. I want to talk to that dude. And I signed up, but I went up to Pendleton working on the reservation and went in to get some breakfast. I'd been sleeping in my sleeping bag, and I was cold and I needed some good breakfast. I got some hot cakes and I heard a guy yell, praise God, and his old Woody Clark telling a bunch of loggers how he really got saved. God showed him it was nothing but a religious drunk. And what a wonderful testimony that man has had, and he's given it around the world. And there he was, and he asked me what I was doing, and he said, I told him, he said, what do you haul that stuff in? I said, that truck. And he said, that ain't a truck, that's a pickup. You ought to have a truck. And hair stood up on the back of my neck. Why did that man say that? And pretty soon he got done talking. He's about like me. He does a lot of talking when he's in a group. And I said, what do you do? And he said, I'm perhaps the largest truck dealer in the Northwest. And I've got some new ones. Come out and see me. And I got out to his store 5 miles west of Pendleton and ended up that took several days. He worked it all out. You pick out the best truck on the lot, sign a lease, give me a dollar, and I used his trucks for 7 years, a dollar a trip. And he warned me, if you don't wreck my truck, I'll give you your dollar back. But it's leased and it's legal and it's bound by a dollar. And if you wreck my truck, I'm going to keep your dollar. I never did wreck his truck or anybody else's. So that's the way it goes. And neighbor, it's been storybook stuff, and God bless you. I know you've got some things to tell, too, and you're important, and I'm glad you're my teammate. And I hope we can get together. If I haven't met you, I hope that we'll have the opportunity to sit down, and I want to hear your testimonies and how God's helping you. But I want to thank you right now for being a teammate reaching the Indians on reservation, a field that has been sadly neglected, but God has given us the joy and the privilege in these last days of getting out there, and to him be the praise and the glory for what he has done. It's made an impact. We've approached them on a level they can understand, in a way that reaches their hearts, and we minister to their bodies, and we get to minister to their souls. God bless the team today. We thank thee, Lord, for providing our needs. Prosper the teammates. Lord, those that have given sacrificially, we know no man can outgive God. If they give, it'll be given. But, Lord, we don't get to give. We don't intend to get it for ourselves. So, Lord, work it all out and put the pieces in place and put that strange drawing in the hearts of more and more of thy children that have never said a prayer, that have never done a thing yet for an Indian, and help them to see, Lord, that we welcome them and there's room on the team and we need their help, and we'll give thee the praise and the honor and the glory, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much.
I love to tell the story.
Please write for the First Nation Ministries newsletter and help us continue to reach the Indian tribes with the message of Jesus Christ through your prayers and financial gifts. Write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can also call us at 503-408-2391. That's 503-408-2391. Or visit our website, firstnationministries.org.